out in the field.
Or another word for that, the
pasture, yes, we've used pasture, pasture field.
Did you ever hear of a little fenced-in place where you could, out in the pasture, where you could keep the cows overnight and for milking them?
No, no, because, no, I never did. Not even in reading do I know that word for that.
Mm-hmm. What about the place, the fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
I don't think, I don't know a word for that either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of, have you ever heard of a barnyard or cow lot?
Well, yes, barnyard and cow lot. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't, well, I thought you meant something more, what shall I say, technical.
No.
Well, barnyard, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about the animals that you get pork from? Those are
pigs.
Okay. Where were they kept?
In the pigsty.
Okay. Is that a, did they have that around Montaigne? Or?
At Montaigne, I don't think there was any pigsty. My principal association with pigs in my early days was up on a farm in Illinois,
mm-hmm.
that we visited one summer. And that really was a farm, and they had pigs. And I
mm-hmm.
loved the baby pigs and wanted to bring one home.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But so far as Natchez is concerned, I don't have much association with pigs.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What about a place nowadays where a big farm where they have a lot of cows and they milk the cows and sell the milk and butter? That would be called a
dairy.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to refer to anything besides this commercial farm?
Yes. In the old home, sometimes they would have a certain portion of the place where they called that the dairy,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, where they dealt with the milk and so forth.
Where they stored the milk, you mean?
Well, they might store it there, but also where they made cheese or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you remember milk or butter being stored?
Well, we used to call a safe,
mm-hmm.
on the back porch, somewhere where it might be cool, which consisted of a piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
That had supports and then wire all around it. They,
mm-hmm.
The walls of the little piece of furniture were made of wire.
Mm-hmm.
And the butter, milk, most anything that you wanted to keep pretty well, but you wanted to be sure that flies and so forth didn't get into it, would be kept in that safe.
Was this very fine wire, like in a window screen?
Yes, like a window. Mm-hmm. Like
so
screen.
Nothing.
Yes, no, yes, so insects didn't get into it.
Mm-hmm. What about
Sometimes, let's see, at Montaigne, that's where I have to think about things like that. I don't know, they may have kept some of it down in the cisterns.
Mm-hmm.
They may have lowered some of the milk down into the cisterns. I'm not sure about that either. I didn't pay much attention because I didn't care for milk.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a place where people could store potatoes or turnips in the winter?
Well, usually that was down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did they call it the basement then?
Cellar.
Okay.
Down in the cellar.
How big was Montaigne? Was that a two-story house? Or?
No, it's one story, and there are two rooms, sort of like this house in a way, one story with some rooms up above.
Mm-hmm.
It was intended to be a two-story, but the man who was building it decided he couldn't make any money if he built it that like that, and he left the house,
mm-hmm.
unfinished, so the only the lower story was finished.
Mm-hmm.
But you might say it was a one-story house.
Mm-hmm. It had a cellar?
Yes, it did. It had a cellar. Mm-hmm. And it also, well, the attic, and it also had, well, it didn't have a little room that you're talking about, but it had a gallery up at the top.
Of
and it still has. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Say if